AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. A judge in Washington delayed sentencing for former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. He had pleaded guilty to lying to the FBI. The AP's Eric Tucker reports the judge accused Flynn of selling out the country.
It was clear based on the judge's tone and his comments that he was unhappy and displeased with Michael Flynn's behavior and conduct. In fact, he said, "I can't hide my disgust. I can't hide my disdain." He suggested that he had debased the flag of the country.
The delay allows Flynn to continue cooperating with the Russia investigation and get credit for it in his punishment. The AP Sagar Magani has reaction from the White House.
Before Flynn's court appearance, the president tweeted good luck to his former national security advisor.
It's perfectly acceptable for the president to make a positive comment about somebody while we wait to see what the court's determination is.
Reporters here asked Sarah Sanders if Flynn's misdeeds reflect poorly on the man who hired him.
Maybe he did do those things, but that doesn't have anything to do with the president directly.
Sanders repeated her allegation that the FBI ambushed Flynn in the interview where he admitted lying to agents, though Flynn told a judge this morning he knew what he did was illegal. Sagar Magani at the White House.
President Trump had survivors of the Parkland, Florida school shooting at the White House today.
We also completed the process to issue a new regulation banning bump stocks.
The president was also asked if there will be a partial government shutdown.
Okay. See what happens.
Well, you say that, but what
early,
about...
Too early to say, sorry. Thank you.
Okay,
thank you, everybody.
Thank you, President.
Are you still willing to shut it down for $5 billion?
Thank you very much, everybody.
Thank you, President.
We need border security.
The president wants money for a border wall, $5 billion, and the government runs out of money. Part of the government runs out of money Friday at midnight. The president's charitable foundation has reached a deal to dissolve amid a legal battle with New York's attorney general. This is AP Radio News. Penny Marshall has died.
Give us any chance, we'll take it.
Penny Marshall starred in the hit comedy Laverne and Shirley before going on to become one of the top-grossing female directors in Hollywood. In a 1994 interview, Marshall said she was never one of those actors who always talked about wanting to become a movie director.
Maybe that's why I got asked, is that I wasn't banging on anyone's door saying, "Let me direct."
She became the first woman to direct a film that grossed more than $100 million with Big, a 1988 comedy starring Tom Hanks. She also directed A League of Their Own, Jumping Jack Flash, and Awakenings. Marshall's publicist said she passed away at the age of 75 in her Hollywood Hills home due to complications from diabetes. I'm Jennifer King.
Jimmy Fallon's Tonight Show will be in Puerto Rico next month, featuring an exclusive performance with Lin-Manuel Miranda reprising his role in Hamilton. The broadcast will focus on Puerto Rico's recovery efforts from the devastating Hurricane Maria. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.